We learned this week that Coke Zero is going away in the U.S. It'll be replaced with something called Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. NPR food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us. Allison, tell us about the new Coke Zero and how it's different.
Well, you know, I think the new name says it all. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It really emphasizes exactly what's not in the product, sugar. And this might be a smart move at a time when sugar has become the nutritional demon. I mean, the company's being a little secretive about exactly how they're tweaking the taste. But I reached out to them today and they told me, you know, it's still the same artificial sweetener that you have in Coke Zero now. It's aspartame and Ace K. But they're saying that they are, quote, optimizing the unique blend of flavors to give it a real Coca-Cola taste. So how's that for marketing?
I mean, marketing is important here because it comes at a time when soda sales in general have been declining. Is the hope that this relaunch of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, that it's going to help?
Well, I think so. I mean, what's clear here is that this relaunch of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar really fits with what Coke's new CEO, James Quincey, has been saying since he stepped into that role, that, you know, given consumers' changing taste preferences away from full-calorie sodas, that the company is really going to focus more on its low- and no-calorie options. As you point out, sugary soda drink sales have been sagging. I think earlier this year, Beverage Digest reported for the 12th straight year that soda sales had fallen. So I think the bottom line is that consumers just have a lot more options, and a lot of people are going for the low-calorie or no-calorie, you know, teas or waters.
So this is just about consumers changing their preferences?
Well, I think it's more than that. I mean, I think the industry is really feeling the pressure from obesity researchers, from public health experts, who point to the consumption of sugary drinks as one of the dietary habits that's really fueling the epidemic of obesity. I mean, the soda industry has not turned a blind eye to this. The American Beverage Association, which represents all the big soda companies, they say they want to be part of the solution to addressing obesity. And they've made this commitment to marketing more of these lower calorie, lower sugar options.
But what do we know, Allison, about the health value of these low sugar, low calorie options?
Well, you know, it sounds like it should be an easy question to answer, right? If you cut out sugar and sugar has a ton of calories, that should be good for our waistlines. But here's the thing, a pretty big review, a scientific review came out earlier this month looking at lots of studies that have been done on this question and concluded that there's no evidence that consuming drinks made with aspartame and sucralose, all of these artificial sweeteners, helps people manage their weight. One example was the San Antonio Heart Study. It found that there was this strong link between diet soda consumption and weight gain over time.
But it's hard for people to know exactly what to do if they want to have a soda. Even the World Health Organization is telling people to cut way back on sugar.
Right. I mean, I think the only safe thing to do would be to just drink water all the time. Here is the reality check, Jeremy. One study found to burn off a 250-calorie sugary soda, that's many calories as in a 20-ounce soda, you'd have to run about 50 minutes or walk 5 miles. And if you talk to public health researchers, they say, you know what, best thing to do, cut them out.
Yeah, I've seen a side-by-side comparison of a cup of coffee and a soda, and the amount of spoonfuls of sugar you'd have to put into your coffee, it would
right.
be crazy.
Piling it up. That's right. That's okay. Right. So I'm going to stick with my seltzer water here.
Yeah, good idea. NPR food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey. Allison, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.